You alluded to this earlier that you're a Quaker, and you also talk in the book about the added benefit in doing this work of being grounded by a spiritual practice. You've been a Quaker for a long time.
A long time. I found it in college days, yeah. And before that, I was a spiritual, religious guy, but in a different thing that wasn't as supportive for social change work as Quakers are.
What was that?
That was an evangelical, a kind of right-wing evangelical fundamentalist group.
Assembly of God kind of thing?
That kind of thing, yeah. And it emphasized the life and message of Jesus, which is great. And that's still very, very important to me. Jesus is still my guy. I mean, it's still like huge for me. But on the other hand, it tended to be very narrow and closed to what would the Sermon on the Mount be if we were to make a vision for a society about it. And Quakers took the Sermon on the Mount very seriously as, wait a minute, if that's a vision for what is blessed, then how can we create human institutions that reflect that? If it's blessed are the peacemakers, for example, as Jesus is said to have said in the Sermon on the Mount, then how can we make peacemaking central to the way a society works? And so the Quaker, almost you could say, practicality about that. Let's take the deep insights. And there are Quakers who are animated, or were, yeah, who came into Quakerism already moved by Buddhism, for example, or by another faith tradition. It often when I compare notes with them, it's the same kind of thing. It's like, okay, so I got some really good stuff from the way I was brought up, and there's something about a wish to be practical among Quakers that says, okay, well then, what would that look like in the real world, and how can we struggle for that? And that deeply feeds my soul. And then the fact that Quakers have been around for a long time, I know some people are more appealed by something new, probably coming out of California or whatever, right? And so I understand that there's some always attraction to novelty, but for me, something, an outfit that's been around for over 3 centuries and has gone through a lot of struggle to try to be practical in more contexts. That moves me a lot because the sustainability of that, and as you can tell, as an 81-year-old, I really want to be sustainable. I want to live sustainably, and I'm still harvesting lessons that I learned in the civil rights movement when I was a youngin', and I want to harvest those when I'm 85 and when I'm 90. And so sustainability is really important to me, and so to be part of a religious society that is itself sustainable. Or has sustained itself, that's an inspiration for me.
Yeah.